Ah, through the magic of radio and employment, we are back again. It's The Record. I'm Steve Scherr.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. And as we're talking to you, members of the Seattle City Council are taking public comments. They're considering possible changes to the mayor's minimum wage proposal. The original plan to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour was drafted by a group of community leaders representing both business and labor. If the new changes are adopted, it could potentially threaten that hard-fought compromise. Well, Erica C. Barnett, reporter for the Essential City Government News website Publicola, says the changes being considered are pretty significant.
The main ones are to implement a training wage, which would be a sub-minimum wage for certain employees, possibly employees under 18, possibly all new employees at all businesses in Seattle. So that's one big change that is being considered. Another one is to allow big nonprofits like Swedish and the Gates Foundation to phase in the $15 minimum wage over time. So nonprofits with more than 500 employees who are now considered big businesses.
Now, the memo that you reported on in Publicola comes from the city council staff presenting things that the city council members could change in this proposal. Why these changes being proposed?
Well, these changes are changes that were discussed during the negotiations and that are supported by business. And I think that it's potential tweaks that business wants. And I don't think that there's a big conspiracy to make these changes, but city council staff do tend to be very thorough in proposing every possible iteration of legislation. So they're out there. I don't know if they're going to pass.
Yeah. Now, labor didn't get everything they wanted either in this proposal. Are they getting a second bite of the apple? Are some of these proposals things that they might have lost in the compromise for the proposal we see before us?
Well, they are now saying that if the city council is going to actually make these changes, then everything is on the drawing board again. So things like the tip credit, which is counted towards minimum compensation, they want to maybe put that back on the table if all these other things are on the table, shorten the phase-in for big businesses, eliminate the training wages, and to lower the threshold for what's considered a big business to 250 employees, which is what is considered in the paid sick leave law that the city council passed.
Wow, then we're pretty much back to the beginning of this whole process.
I think that the most likely scenario is probably that that all this stuff is going to end up being off the table because as you said, I mean, we don't want to, the city council doesn't want to go back to the beginning of the process. And I think we're going to ultimately be looking at a pretty, this is just my own prognostication, but I think we're ultimately going to be looking at a pretty similar proposal to what Ed Murray proposed and seeing either an 8-1 vote or a 9-0 vote.
So the conventional wisdom that I've been hearing is that city council members won't make changes that would disrupt this fragile consensus. And as much as I know you would dislike being part of conventional wisdom, it sounds like you might subscribe to that at this moment. You don't see some radical proposals coming forward so radical that they might destroy the consensus?
No. And I think that we could possibly see a 9-0 vote with even Councilmember Shama Sawant, who's a supporter of the 15 Now movement, which would implement a $15 minimum wage much more quickly and for more businesses more quickly. I could even see her voting for it.
Wow. I mean, that kind of shoots the legs out under the measure that's now gathering signatures to make $15 now on the ballot in November, doesn't it? If the titular leader of that movement signs on to an agreement that doesn't include those provisions?
Well, I think, it's something that she has said that she wants to have in her back pocket. And in case any of these business-backed measures and changes actually get implemented, I think she does want to have that that possibility. But I think she also ultimately wants to support the $15 measure and is willing to accept some concessions.
Finally, Erica, where are we now in the process at City Council? When do you expect the council will vote on a final proposal for $15 an hour?
I believe they're going to they're trying to get it passed as soon as possible. So I think I would expect by June.
Okay. Erica C. Barnett from Publicola, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ross.
This is The Record on KUOW.